Matt, what do you think you have to gain getting in a rhythm, playing a full game, as opposed to just a couple of reps you've been getting throughout all
this? Just the endurance of the game. You know, just like this is an NFL, it's a long season, and you have to, you know, get prepared to play that many games. You have to get prepared to play the full games as well, whether it's a rotation that you're in or whether you play the entire game, you still have to get those reps or condition yourself after practice to be able to, you know, endure the whole game.
The process of preparation is a long one. How have you changed what you did during the offseason maybe to improve? As you get older, you know, you probably change things around a little bit.
I still do some of the same stuff. You know, obviously you got to tone it down a little bit because you were practicing as well. But, you know, after practice, I always get a little bit of extra running in to continue to keep your conditioning up. Because, you know, once the season starts going and, you know, if you play on Sunday and then during a practice week, you may be beat up a little bit. You may take a couple of less reps during practice, but then afterwards you get a little more running in, whereas just to get your conditioning up. And also, you know, health-wise, just eating healthier. You know, I've changed my diet over the years, just continue to eat you know, better. And, you know, it is true what they say, you know, what you put in is what you're going to get out, you know, when you, especially in the nutrition world.
You've seen Jay since he's been here. Now he's had a couple of years in this offense. How have you seen him mature, not just from the time he got here, but maybe just even in the last couple of years of trusting him?
Seen him mature a lot, basically just the offense. You know, his knowledge of this offense just continues to get better and better as the more reps he gets each week and, you know, as we install, you know, different or more plays that we have. And, you know, we're all, you know, learning together this offense or have learned the offense together and kind of trying to perfect it, you know, all together where we'll put in different plays designed off of, you know, what routes guys run best or, you know, what coverages we see that they play. So Jay's able to read those coverages and you know, pick the best play that's possible in those coverages. And that's one of the best things that Coach Trestman does with him is, you know, we don't want to waste a play or call a bad play into a blitz or, you know, into a bad coverage or something.
People are really excited around the city and even around the league about what this offense can do. Do you guys feel that sense in the locker room? Are you guys pretty excited about this potential?
I think we're confident. You know, we know that we can go out there and be successful on the field in this offense, and we're not letting all the buzz and all that get to our head or anything, but we're just confident that we can go out there and be successful in this offense, and we want to go out there and do that. So it starts with practice, and we've been working every day to do that.
Jay talked about having to hit the reset button, meaning, you know, all the yards you guys gained last year, the points you scored, yeah, don't mean anything now, but you still have to be able to build on the confidence. How do you try to balance, you know, building on what you had but knowing that it doesn't actually count for anything this year?
Well, it starts in, I guess, in the first game, really. You know, you press reset because, you know, just like you said, it doesn't matter. Last year's yards don't, you know, carry over or anything. So this is a new year, and we have to accomplish new goals in this offense and build from there. And so, you know, we have to go out there, especially in this first game, and not have any, you know, old mistakes that are reoccurring or anything like that, like pre-snap penalties or, you know, play big plays called back or, you know, not having any explosive plays. So we have to go out there and build from that and continue to you know, get those big plays and explosive plays and be an explosive offense and, you know, give our defense a break when they've been out there on the field and, you know, allow them to rest and, you know, eat up some clock time.
Matt, the offensive line didn't play as a unit in preseason. You didn't get very many carries. Will it take some time to get the rhythm down or whatever? Or is last year's experience enough that you'll be able to just, you know, go as if you were, you know?
I wouldn't expect it to take much time. I mean, that's what practice is for. And it's like yesterday, we were full pads and, you know, going against our first team defense a lot too. So, you know, they get the rhythm in doing that. And also, I mean, it was – pretty much the full offense, you know, one guy here and there. But, you know, they can also take from last year playing all those games together, too, as a unit.
Time of possession is still pretty relevant to winning games and as it relates to the running game especially. Is that something that you value?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's the beginning of the season or late towards the end, you have to run the ball, especially to keep there, if, you know, no matter what offense it is, you know, if their offense is on the field, they got a high chance of scoring points, you know, no matter what. And if we can keep them off the field and eat up clock time and put points on the board ourselves, it gives them a disadvantage, you know, and also gives us an advantage of, you know, running the clock out and keeping the time of possession on our side. So that's definitely a key to each and every game, is establish the run game and, you know, have that be an advantage for our passing game as well. To help them out. You know, they can't just, I guess, hone in on one specific phase of the game, whether it's passing or running.
Yeah, but you kind of have their tandem of running backs, but you established yourself as a complete back in this league. But do you have any goals to take another step, or you can go another notch higher this year as a veteran on this team?
Be consistent, you know, as a veteran, been playing this going on my seventh year, to continue to play at a high level. You know, especially at running back, you know, play can vary in different running backs and guys. And some people have more than one running back that, you know, rotate, or three running backs that rotate or whatever. But my goal is to continue to play at a high level, and like I've been playing the last, 7 years, and continue to do that. And as well, you know, just not look at record books or anything like that, just continue to chip away at what I've accomplished so far, and just continue to, you know, build from there.
Every year you've seen the different people kind of back to you up and help carry the load, and you've got to pick the mindset that you're going to be the workhorse once again, and it's, you know, pretty much fall on your shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really – it's already a mindset of mine already. I just really have to – what I do is put in the work during the off season and during training camp and stuff, to prepare myself to play the whole game, every game, you know, so – if I get a break here and there, if I need one, you know, so be it. And for the most part, I want to be on the field, you know, when especially when your team needs you the most. And, you know, that's basically all the time. So, you know, I don't want to really take any plays off or be out there, because that's not advantageous to our offense. But the more I can be out there, that's what I'm going to do, is be out there. I want to be out there. I played most of the plays last year, too, you know, on the offense, on first, second, third down, and just like on third downs, passing game is a big part of you know, the league. You know, just continuing drives and keep the chains moving. You know, I got to be out there for that.
That said, what do you make of the other three backs that are back there with you now? What do you see as their strengths and what they could provide if you do?
They're all different. I mean, Sean is a smooth type of runner, good vision. To find holes and stuff like that. Kadeem is more downhill, not very shifty or whatever, but a downhill runner. He'll find a hole wherever it is and get you, you go good positive yards. Both can catch the ball out of the backfield. Sean runs really good routes out there, is pretty natural in doing that. So is Sonoris, runs pretty good routes. I think he started off in college as a receiver, so. You know, it comes kind of natural to them, catching the ball, too. And, you know, they all have different aspects to them. And that we've really, Coach Pete's really harped on, they have to be able to pick up blitz protection if they want to, you know, be on the field. And, you know, they've been studying that and working at that.
What did you think from the Bill defense that you could take
advantage of? I've seen that. You know, I really leave it up to the coaches to do the advantage type of what they give us and what we're going to take. But just by looking at them, I look at, you know, they're a pretty stout defense, and their defensive line is going to be the strength of their group. They got pretty good linebackers downhill and a good defensive backfield, too. So we got our work cut out for us. And, you know, Brandon and Alshon are going to rely on me and the other running backs to, I guess, establish the run game and solidify the line of scrimmage up front with our O-line, so that we can, you know, have time, that they can have time, that Jay can throw the ball and get them open. And also, you know, running the ball is always key, like we said before, and controlling the clock and also just wearing down the defense. So, you know, as far as taking advantage of stuff, you know, we just, you know, rely on the coaches and Coach Tressman and them to study them and, you know, give us the best play possible and read the defense from there.
with regard to blitz pickup and the younger running backs, is that mostly a coaching thing, or is there anything that you can kind of impart on them to help them? It just seems like there's kind of a knack to it that might be difficult to actually say, here's how I do it, here's how you should do it. I mean, is there something you can do to help? Is there anything you can do to clear it out?
I mean, if they ask me something, I obviously have the answer for them, but, you know, I kind of just reiterate what the coaches are telling them as well, coaching them at, or sometimes I say it before they even go to coach them on it. I'll say, you know, go and grab them and tell them, you know, when you see the middle linebacker shifted over this way, you might want to, you know, have your eyes to the backside or something like that. So just little ins and outs of, you know, of what they teach in our blitz pickup meetings, to let them know stuff that'll make it easier on them so that they can play faster out there. Because, you know, when people are blitzing and people crossing across your face and all that type of stuff, it can get difficult to track, you know, the blitzers that you probably have to pick up. So they just have to get reps at it like we do at practice. They walk through them. We walk through blitzes over and over again and, you know, look at the fronts that they run and all that. So they're right behind me doing the same reps when I'm in, you know, getting a mental rep as well.